When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our 4th of July weekend show, Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website, and that would be www.marthanorwalk.com. That's Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, just like it sounds, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Alrighty then, it is, well, it's kind of a gloomy, sort of drizzly morning here in the Pacific Northwest here in greater Seattle Bellevue area, and I kind of always like to see that before 4th of July. I like to see everything be wet so that there is less of chance of fires and so forth with the fireworks. I hope you all are doing well and having a great weekend so far. It has started out kind of an interesting day today that I'll tell you about in a moment here, but as always, across the desk for me is Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
It's interesting. I'm finding the first thing that, being a little thrown off, we've talked about it, that there's big remodeling going on around down here, but something's gone on with the final touches here around here that for some reason we have to leave the studio door open today.
This weekend. Right.
And I don't know why that is, but it
I can only assume that they're going to paint the doors, which have already been painted, but I haven't seen anybody around here.
So right. But anyway, so we have the door to the studio.
All studios
right.
are open.
But
not just here, all the other stations too.
Yeah. So it just seems like that. But the interesting thing is what a difference that makes for me, because I face the door
right.
and it's wide open. And it has never in, I don't know, 12 years, however long I've been doing the show, it's never been open. It's always been a really important thing to close it. And
there's a reason you have a door.
Yeah.
Because you want to keep it tight and you don't want outside ambient noise leaking in.
Right. But so this is the first time ever the door has been open. And being as that I face it, and also is it a weird color green, folks. Anyway. It's fascinating me how much a difference that makes, and that it kind of throws off my normal automatic pilot.
Well, hopefully we won't have any outside interference.
Yeah, there won't be.
We had some yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Well, just people walking into the facility just aren't aware, and they're just talking or screaming or yelling in their normal way. In which case, I would have to go out there and. Shh, be quiet. So sorry.
Well, yeah, because...
But it's Sunday morning, so we shouldn't have that many invaders.
Yeah, there's not
today.
That many folks around, but ordinarily folks outside the studio door, every studio, because whether there's five studios here, the studio doors are big and thick and soundproof, you know, and are closed. And then there's that, if you've ever been into a radio station, there's that light above the door that on air, the light's on, so that's the signal to everybody around that they're to be quiet. But anyway, it's just different. And so it feels different. It shifts the energy quite a bit. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I kind of am. So there we go. Now, also in her studio, across the glass, had to move something so I can actually see her, and that would be Animal World's associate producer, Carl Screener. Kathy Southwick is here. Good morning, Kath. We can hear you.
You can hear me? Yeah, oh, now yeah. You can. Okay.
Well, yeah, you have to speak for us to hear you.
No, I was, and I had all my buttons pushed. So watch out.
So I know I can swear that she's there. So good morning. How are you this morning?
Good.
Well,
thank you for asking.
Now, Mike, is the weather that's going on here? Because obviously we're in the 4th of July weekend. I watched the weather late last night, and they said it was just going to be a little sprinkly north of Seattle. But boy, it's really all socked in and kind of drizzly down here. Is this plan for the rest of the day? Does it look like?
It's not what the National Weather Service had in store. A little bit different. Looks like we just got some stuff moving through. Yeah. And the big question is will it burn off? To look at it, doesn't really look like it. But,
it doesn't.
We'll see. And I think this is kind of what we get tomorrow, too. Oh, well.
Well, and of course, and I always think that the like I said, the wet is good on the 4th of July weekend. But we'll just have to see what shakes out. But the good news is that means it's a great morning for you to stay inside and listen to Animal World. And we got stuff going on already. And just so you know, it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we've got a great lineup of interviews. We'll start our interview schedule at about 9:30 this morning. We're going to talk to Terry from Homeward Pet Adoption Center. They got some huge events coming up this summer. And lots to talk about there. We're going to introduce you to a new horse organization. The Northwest Equine Stewardship Center, and that's in Snohomish County. And for an old friend of ours who's been working to help the animals for many, many years. Kim Skrill will be with us in the second hour. We'll get to current events in that hour as well. At 11 o'clock, we are going to talk to Doug Buell, who is going to has all the details for us for the Snohomish County Dog Social Event of the Summer. Poochapalooza is coming up next weekend, I believe, and we're going to hear all about that. And then at 11:30 today, from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, we will be talking about the Living Wisdom School, our local Living Wisdom School. They're just making a big move to a fabulous new location, and there's still time to register children for this fall, so we'll be finishing up with that today. I'm also, in this first half hour, going to talk to you a bit about tips to keep your animal friends safe. And if we've got noise sensitivity over the 4th. And I think that kind of... sometime today we will do a Missing Link giveaway. So I'll let you know when it's time to call in for Missing Link. You need to be 21 years of age or older and have not won a contest on this station or on this show or any of the other shows on this station in the last 30 days. Then you're eligible to get some Missing Links sent to your door. Great supplement for all of our animal friends. And then Kathy and I have been on the job here since very early this morning. I'm just going to give you a heads up because we may be asking for your help. One of our listeners, most of you will recognize her name, Carlene, in Seattle, during the night or early this morning, apparently found an injured owl in the road. And it is alive and bright. She's got it in a box, but she has no transportation available to her, and it needs to get to a wildlife rehab as soon as possible. I am suggesting, of course, the Linwood Paws Wildlife Rescue, because that's closest to Seattle. Sarvie, of course, is the other option, but they're way up in Arlington. So what's going on right now is that Kathy is working behind the scenes with Carlene, and we're going to see if the Linwood Paws wildlife intake is available and can take in an owl today. If there are any of you listening that just have nothing better to do today and you'd like to help rescue an owl, we are going to need transport from someone to pick up the owl in Seattle and take it to, hopefully, the Paws Linwood wildlife location. I am willing to do this, but I obviously have not mastered being two places at once, so I can't go and do this until after the show, but even though I had a party to go to this afternoon, I'm willing to forego that and go save an owl if that works. But so we're working on that behind the scenes. And like I said, if there are any of you just hanging around that said, oh, gosh, I'd love to pop in my car and go pick up an owl and take it to wildlife. Apparently, Carlene's got it in a box. You can give Kathy a call. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free is 1-888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. So if you happen to be available and want to help transport an owl, give Kathy a call, and we'd love your help. Otherwise, I'm going to do it after the show. All righty then. We got a bunch of stuff going on today. We need to start the show with our St. Francis prayers and peace and harmony work. But then I'm going to get right into it. I have a little bit of follow-up. Oh, boy, if I got a story to tell you. I'm not going to be able to cover all of it today, but I want to give you a heads up that I'm going to be giving it a lot of time. I've got a kudos for a big donation because it is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday today. And then, of course, our 4th of July stuff. And then we'll get into our interviews. So let's see. How about... And then, current events going to happen about 10:50 today, and I believe that it will happen on schedule today. At least that's the plan. Okay, so I think it's time to start the show so I can get into all this stuff before I run out of time. And we do that by officially invoking and honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. We have a couple little prayers because it's Sunday morning. A short little prayer for our animal friends, a longer one for us humans. And then we'll do the Ananda Peace and Harmony Initiative. So, if y'all ready, I'm ready. Here we go. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and now the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Alrighty, we are officially underway here, and now the next thing that we do every week now is support the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. They've kind of tweaked Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer. And if you would like to participate with this, I've been delighted to find out that many of our listeners are doing this. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the world doing this on a daily basis. And if you want to participate, remember, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So if you put your energy into doing this, it can only help, and we really need this help on the planet right now. There are two affirmations. The first one you do for about 60 seconds, which is 10 or 12 times. The second one you do 3 times. And the ideal is to do it 5 times a day, but if you can do it once a day, that's just great, or whatever. So I'm going to do the affirmations, the radio version of our Peace and Harmony Initiative. I do the first affirmation 3 times and the second affirmation 3 times. So the first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. And the second one is, fill me. Same thing. So you can repeat this out loud with me if you're in a position to do that. You can do it silently in your head with me. You can do it not at all. It's totally up to you. But here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now the second one. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And I'm just going to spontaneously add a third one now for our little owl friend, our Alice with Carlene. Lord, fill the owl with Carlene with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill the owl with Carlene with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill the owl with Carlene with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All righty. We have taken care of all that business. All right, how about if I start with some good news? Just wanted to give a shout out and a little honor here to this is related to Seattle Animal Shelter. And winemaker Charles Smith donates $10,000 to Seattle Animal Shelter. And this was done last month. And I just thought it was worth giving a shout out to winemaker Charles Smith and say thank you for donating so much money to Seattle Animal Shelter. And anybody else that wants to donate big to our local animal shelters and so forth, I'm happy to give you a shout out here on the Animal World. But thanks very much to winemaker Charles Smith and the $10,000 donation to Seattle Animal Shelter. Okay, let's start off with some 4th of July. Before we do that, the balance to that is brought to my attention by a listener. I didn't know about this. You know that I have my favorite animal TV, and of course, you know, My Cat from Hell with Jackson Galassi is a favorite, although the latest season is completed, and so they're on hiatus and just doing reruns at the moment. And then my favorite vet show lately has been Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, and that is still in current shows. And, oh, gosh, I got to tell you, some sad news last night on the show. I mean, I just absolutely think Dr. Jeff is absolutely phenomenal. And if all vets were like Dr. Jeff, there wouldn't be so much difficulty in affording veterinary care. And for people that just don't have the money to save their animal friends, they give so much away. But it came out on the show last night, the new show, which is at 9 p.m. on Animal Planet on Saturday evenings, and they run a show at 8 p.m. at least now they're doing that as well. But the new show last night at 9 started telling the story of apparently Dr. Jeff started having some heart stuff and went in to be checked and has a tumor that's pushing on his aorta, and he has lymphoma. So went through the process of him starting chemo and having to shave his head, and I'm sending lots of prayers and healing energy. And you just got to know, I mean, someone with such an incredibly big heart and so generous and so giving and this serving, you know, I just got to believe he's gonna get through this and be fine. But lots of prayers, you know, and support are needed. Now, and then speaking of vet shows, then, of course, there's the new Vet Life that goes on at 10 o'clock on Animal Planet Saturday evenings. And that's about the three vets that are best friends that open a practice and apparently a rescue in Texas. That show is getting better because they're doing a lot of rescue rehab work, and they did a great show last night about the what they were doing to support animals in the flooding in Texas that happened earlier this year, not too all that long ago, actually. They were taking in, you know, wayfaring animals, and one of the animals that was brought in was a tiger. Someone's pet tiger that got loose, and we still had leash and collar on it in the floods, and that was a very interesting story. The other one that I want to mention right now, though, that is so important, and this is what was brought to attention to me by Pagan Olympia, sent me this story, that when my other favorite vet show is Dr. Pohl, P-O-L, the incredible Dr. Pohl, which is a vet show about his country practice in Michigan that runs on the Nat Geo Wild channel. It also shows on Saturday evenings, and it's a fabulous show. I've talked about him a number of times on the air about what a great country vet he is, and there aren't many things that get my tea hot anymore. And with my yogi practices, I work very hard to stay calm and even-minded through anything and try to remain joyful through anything. But I got to tell you, if there's something that gets my, that's going to get my tea hot, it is this. And specifically for the reasons that I really love Dr. Pohl and Dr. Jeff, and the keeping the cost down and making veterinary medicine affordable and all of that, believe it or not, some vet watching the TV show filed a complaint against him. And then he was brought up on charges. And, oh, I'll tell you what. Staying calm and even-minded through this is a challenge. But I've got the whole story. We don't have time today for me to go into it because I want to give it the time it deserves. And it's probably not going to happen next week either. But one Sunday this month, later in the month, I'll tell you the whole story and what's going on. There's been a positive resolution, I will tell you that. The good news in the end is good, but this is such a classic example of what really is wrong these days. So I can't wait to share that with you, and I will be doing that on another show. Okay, we are going to take care of advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. When we get that taken care of, we're going to come back. I'm going to do some quick 4th of July tips for your animal friends. And then we'll get on with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And be talking about Kirkland Uncorked and Homeward Pet Adoption Center. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost? cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just getting rolling with our 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. And before we start Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday and get to our first interview, I want to just talk to you just a little bit. Obviously, tomorrow is the 4th of July. I don't know, it's been reasonably quiet in my neighborhood. You know, some fireworks at night, but not huge stuff. I have no idea what's going to, you know, happen tonight and tomorrow. I've got some 4th of July tips from you. The first ones I'm going to share with you are from animal communicator and consultant Mary Getten. She used to be local. She's now in Florida. But if you're interested in finding out what Mary's up to now, because she still works as an animal communicator and such, she is the author of Communicating with Orcas, the book I like so much, and I really, really have great respect for Mary. Her website is www.marygetten.com. She's saying what you can do for your animal friends to help keep them comfortable during the noises. To use an energy remedy to calm your animal, she recommends Rescue Remedy Bach Flower Essence is a good one that you can, you know, you can put in the water, you can put it on their skin, you can spray it in their energy field. It's readily available in health food stores and many pet stores. She says put four drops into the animal's water dish and stir it vigorously. Continue through the 5th of July. There's also, she also recommends the other thing that I also recommend, which is a natural homeopathic remedy called Anxiety Relief by Homeopet, and that's available at many pet stores. Another human supplement that's now used for dogs is melatonin, and it should be used for several consecutive days and helps calm the nerves and reduce anxiety. The Whole Dog Journal recommends that large dogs take about 3 milligrams daily, and dogs less than 30 pounds, 1.5 milligrams. And, of course, you can always check with your vet, but for dosages. Herbal tinctures of valerian, skullcap, or kava-kava can also be helpful. Emotional release techniques like EFT or emotion code can be done now and during the loud noises, and this can help make shifts and calm your animals down. Mary suggests, and this is excellent, sit down with your animal and tell them about the upcoming noises. Show them a mental video. This is like the mental postcards I talked to you about sending. Show them a mental video of loud noises and fireworks and them sitting quietly and calmly. Tell them that they will be calm and relaxed when they hear these sounds and that they are safe. Never tell them not to be afraid, because you give them the opposite message of that. In addition to the calming supplements, important that your animals are in a quiet, safe place they cannot escape from. An interior bathroom with no windows can be a nice dark spot. You know, play the radio or TV to cut down on the external noises. And make sure your animal friend is wearing a collar with your phone number on it, an ID, if not a microchip, etc. So that's from Mary Getten, marygetten.com. And then Seattle Animal Shelter, sending out same kind of information, probably a little late to get sedation from your veterinarian. Sometimes the thunder shirts help, sometimes they don't. And Dr. Al Pleckner's tip that I really like, and I've heard from many of my listeners, that it makes a huge difference, and that is you can put a very thick, oily ear ointment in your animal's ears. If you don't have a thick ear ointment and it's too late to get one from your vet, You can use baby oil or mineral oil will do a similar thing. And what it does is coat the eardrum and really cut down on the noise. Dr. Al recommends putting it in the ears twice a day through the holiday and the noises. And, you know, then it can, ears can easily be cleaned out, you know, after the fourth and the noises are gone. But a very thick ear ointment or mineral oil or baby oil, and boy, that really does make a huge difference. I've had a lot of listeners over the years since we've been recommending that tell us that it makes a big difference for their animal friends. And then the big thing is your attitude. If your animal has a reaction to loud noises, a bad one, if you calm, soothe, and sympathize, oh, calm down, honey, it's okay, kiss, 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 it's only noises, it'll be over. You are acknowledging the fear, you're rewarding it, and you seed it deeper. You, as the leader, should always set the appropriate example. Should have a treat pouch with you with high-value food rewards. And a food reward only needs to be large enough to taste. So they can be very tiny. We don't need to put a lot of weight on or cause a problem. But whenever you hear a noise, oh boy, cheese, oh boy, chicken, oh boy, whatever it is you've got, oh boy, cheese, give a little piece of cheese. Every time you hear the noise, you get happy and jolly, repeat your jolly phrase, oh boy, cheese, or oh boy, chicken, whatever you're doing. And it makes a huge difference if you get happy and jolly, and if pair with a positive association and reward. Could be their favorite toy if they're not real food motivated, but it makes a huge difference. Okay, so there you go. That's pretty fast in a nutshell all of my recommendations. And if you missed this, of course, this show will be archived onto the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. There is a link to the audio archives on the homepage of marthanorwalk.com at the bottom of the page. And this show will be up by later today, so you could listen to the first hour to get those tips again if you need them. Okay, and you can also go to Mary Getten's website, www.marygetten.com, and get her tips from them for 4th of July there as well. Alrighty, I think that covers all of those bases, and we can now get rolling on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends. And first up out of the gate today would be Homeward Pet Adoption Center, and we welcome back to Animal World Executive Director Terry English. Good morning, Terry. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right. And it's been a while since we've actually talked to you, because we've been talking to what Kimberly from that does the behavior and training work with the dogs,
right?
For a while, and but she's off doing something this weekend, and I'm so glad that you were available to talk to us, because you know, there's some great events coming up for Homeward. But before we get into all of that, in case there's somebody listening that hasn't listened before or doesn't know, why don't you give us the rundown on what Homeward Pet Adoption Center is all about?
Oh, I would love to. So we are one of the leading no-kill animal shelters in the state of Washington. We try to focus on the animals that are homeless within our own state, but we do occasionally help those outside when we get asked. We have adopted out more than 1,600 dogs and cats each year. Our goal is to increase that number as much as we can. We have a pretty substantial, we call it Whoopies Fund, for our special needs animals that come to us, which we tend to see more and more of those lately. And that fund helps to support the special needs, the medical concerns, any kind of additional services that maybe we can't do in-house, but it helps to.
So that's a fund that people can donate to?
Absolutely. Whoopies Fund Special Needs.
And
through our website, they can link to it.
Okay. And what kind of falls into the category you would consider special needs?
Anything as simple as a senior dog or cat that comes to us, or a senior dog specifically who has arthritis and they need special medication, to we had a fabulous little puppy, actually, he is still with us, who came to us with a broken leg. The growth plate was damaged so bad that we couldn't repair it, so we had to amputate it. And we were able to do that in-house. And so the monitoring his recovery, we have the ability to do that. But the Whoopee Fund Special Needs Program helps to cover those additional expenses beyond the standard spay-neuter microchip vaccination.
Right. All right, so if folks are interested in contributing to that fund, and of course, you know, they can always donate directly to Homeward Pet, but there's a specific fund to help pay for the special needs, and we can do that through the website?
That is that's absolutely correct.
And that's homewardpet.org, is that right?
Right.
So www.homewardpet.org. All right. So now, Homeward, now you're located, in Woodinville?
We are in Woodinville, yes. We have about 350 volunteers who help us each week to care for the animals.
Wow.
And we have about 25 staff help not only on the marketing and the development side of things, but primarily the adoption side of things. And that's what sets us apart a little bit from the other groups, which we work really well together with all of them. But our process for adoptions is an adoption counselor will walk you through the process from start to finish, and they know the animals so well, they're able to make a better direction or a recommendation for a better fit for a family based on what they're looking for in their lifestyle.
All right. Well, I have to share some good news here, Terry. And I apologize in an interview, but I know because your heart is with the animals, and I was just going to ask you, you know, what kind of animals Homeward takes care of. I think it's dogs and cats.
Right.
But I don't know if you heard early this morning, since 6 o'clock this morning, we've been working on a situation where one of our listeners in Seattle found an injured owl during the night.
On the road.
That was probably hit by a car during the night. But she had it in a box, and it was alive and alert, and she was calling me and Kathy in hopes that I could come over after the show to pick up the bird and get it to a wildlife sanctuary. But Kathy, my call screener, you know, has been working on this since we got here this morning. And what great news, Kathy. She says that she was you contacted the Paws
Wildlife Center
in Linwood.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring Kathy on here just to tell us a little. Kathy, here comes Kath.
Yes.
All
I'm
right.
Here.
So was it you or did? But you were working with Carlene,
right?
And apparently Emily from Paws. Now, how cool is this? She's going to come down and pick up the owl from Carlene.
That's right. And
that's awesome.
Emily is a volunteer at Paws.
Oh, okay.
Rehabilitation Center, and she said she will take her day off today and help us out with that. So,
oh, how special
cheers,
is that?
Cheers
so,
for Emily and Carlene.
Yeah, kudos for Carlene for saving the owl,
yes.
And kudos to Emily for taking her day off to come transport the owl to the rehab.
Yes.
All right.
We're
well,
so
and will
happy.
You get the word to them that we would like to follow the progress of this owl.
Yes,
and
definitely.
And how it does. But hey, thank you everybody for your support and prayers and all of this, and it's all worked out. And I guess I'll be able to go to my potluck after all, because I was going to go get this owl after the show. All right. So Terry, so we've got good news to start with. We've saved
that's
an owl.
Wonderful. Love that.
All right.
That.
So, but one of the reasons we wouldn't talk to you about that, you guys don't do wildlife. Does Homeward do just dogs and cats?
We just do dogs and cats. Right. That's all we have space for. But we work, again, very closely with Paws when we have animals that might fit within their wildlife program or bunnies and whatnot, go to Seattle Humane, that type of thing. So we have great partnerships with
Well, excellent. That's really nice. So you guys all kind of work together.
We try to, yeah. We're all here for the same reason, right? We're all here to help the animals.
All right. Well, that is excellent. I'm very pleased to hear that. And if I understand it, let's see. If people have dogs and cats, you know, puppies or kittens, you can take owner surrenders at your shelter, but not strays. Am I remembering that correctly?
You are, Martha, yes. The contracts for the strays, the animal control portion of it, are with Everett Animal Shelter. Paws has a small portion of it, I believe, as well, and then the King County. So if somebody came to us with a stray, we would scan to see if they had a microchip.
Mm-hmm.
If they actually had a microchip, we could identify the owner, We would keep the animal with us until the owner could come collect it. But if not, then we would have to send it off to one of the other organizations.
And then that's just to keep some sort of semblance and organization with all of this and to help people that are trying to locate lost animals.
Right.
They know that they have to go to one of the city or county, you know.
Correct.
But you can take owner surrenders.
Right. And we do. By appointment, we do owner surrenders.
All right. Now, Homeward, we know you're in the Woodinville area, a wonderful facility. What hours and days are y'all open?
We are open for adoption Wednesday through Sunday from 12 to 6 p.m. The shelter is open for tours and for donations and for surrenders or any other things on Mondays and Tuesdays as well. We're typical office hours, 9 to 6.
Ah, okay. That sounds good. All right. We are going to take a quick time out here to take care of our advertisers. And then as soon as we continue, we've got kind of the wine social event of the summer coming up here.
Yes, we do. It's a fun one.
That's a benefit for Homeward. So we are going to hear all about that. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues more with Homeward Pet Adoption Center and, like I said, the wine social event of the summer coming up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why the Missing Link supplement was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing. Like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs. It eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there is a Missing Link formula for just about everybody in an animal suit. There are three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, another on hip and joints. There's a senior formula with a New Zealand green mussel. There's a cat formula. There's a wellness vegetarian blend that you can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula and a poultry formula, also a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or check them out online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And today is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We're in the middle of an interview. We're talking to the executive director of Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. That would be Terry English. And she, of course, is doing a huge part in taking care of and helping our animal friends. And speaking of that, Terry, we've got a huge event coming up here this month that really is going to help out all the animals at Homeward. So tell us what this Kirkland Uncorked is all about.
The Kirkland Uncorked is actually not a Homeward pet event. It's an event put on by Bold Hat Productions called Kirkland Uncorked, and we are the beneficiaries of the event. So
right.
We work hand-in-hand with the group, but for the most part, they do all of the coordinating.
Makes sense. Homeward doesn't do this event. You just reap the benefits from it.
Right, right. It's a great event. It's a very dog-friendly event. It's on the marina in Kirkland, and they've got food and wine and music. I think they have a beer. I know they have a beer garden as well, and it's a lot of fun, and you get to see lots of dogs. People bring their own dogs. Sunday is the big City Dog Magazine cover photo shoot, which we also benefit from that as well.
Mm.
And it's just a lot of fun.
So let's see. It takes place this year. It is July 15th through 17th. So I'm assuming that's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
And it's at the Marina Park in Kirkland.
That's correct.
And it's a 3-day wine festival, Kirkland Uncorked. And just in what I have about in my press release says there'll be over 75 local wines represented, and there'll be a wine tasting garden, and then an all ages street fair. That sounds like fun. Live music.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sorry, it's in the parking lot, just kind of behind that supports the marina, where all the food trucks will be parked.
Okay, and then live music. They've got a burger brawl and a boat show and a grill off on one of the days. I think this is the third year in a row for this event, right?
It's the third year that we are the beneficiaries for it. They had another charity previous to us.
Oh, well, then that's a good thing that
it is. It's a great thing for Homeward, yeah.
And I think they raise quite a bit of money each year, don't they?
They do, and we get a percentage of that. So last year it was over $10,000 we received.
Wow!
From the tasters. So thank you everybody for enjoying your wine.
And so the proceeds come from what? Because I don't think you have to. Do you have to pay to attend this event, or where do the monies come from?
They do. There's a ticket for the wine garden itself. There is a ticket to enter. There is a registration. You can buy those tickets from either our website, or there's a link from our website to the Kirkland and Cork website. And if you put in the word adopt, then you get a special treat from the Homeward Pet side.
Oh.
You get an extra drink ticket.
Oh, how fun.
But that's where we get a percentage of those, anybody visiting the wine, the tasting garden.
But like the street fair and the music and all of that is free. People buy tickets to do the wine tasting.
You have to buy a ticket to actually enter the tasting garden, which is the marina side. The band's actually in the tasting garden as well. It's all along the marina itself on the water side. The park that's there is all closed off for the tasting and the music.
Okay, so now my information says that tickets are available at the website kirklanduncorked.com.
That's correct.
But you say there's also a link to tickets on the homewardpet.org website?
It goes to that same link, to kirklanduncorked.com.
So if you go, right. You can go either place, www.homewardpet.org, and look for the information on Kirkland Uncorked, and there'll be a link that will take you to kirklanduncorked.com, or you can go there directly to get tickets. Now, for a few minutes, I was a little confused, Terry, when I first read about this event, because I think I had it confused with another event that, you know, we've talked about on the air before. Because isn't there an event that you do, or that is kind of like you walk around through the wineries? It's kind of like a wine walk or something?
That's right, and I apologize for that confusion. This one, the Kirkland and Cork, like I said, isn't a Homeward event, but our fourth annual Happy Tales Wine Walk is a Homeward Pet event.
Ah.
We put it on. We get sponsors to help support it. We have about 550 people who participate last year, more than 320 dogs, and it's through the Woodinville Hollywood Wine District.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking about. So now there are two different wine events.
Right, this one's September 7th.
September 7th.
Excuse me, 17th.
September 17th, okay.
It's a Saturday.
And this is what, the fourth annual, what's it called again?
Happy Tales Wine Walk.
Okay. So the fourth annual.
The Homeward Pet Happy Tales Wine Walk.
Uh-huh.
And tickets are now available for that as well. You can purchase those on our website at homewardpet.org.
So then that one comes up, September 17th, and that's like in the Hollywood Hills area over there, kind of the base of there, and it starts out, how long a walk is it?
Well, it's not like a race or any type of walk like the others. We always say it's a dog walk like no others, because you can go any direction you want, you can go at any pace that you want, you can find one winery and sit there for the whole event, or you can try to hit all of them. So there's no specific distance to it. It really just depends on you as a participant.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like a walk to from one winery to another.
Right.
And you can have your dog friends.
Exactly.
Dogs on leash, I'm sure, are welcome. And then I think there's other stuff kind of that happens during that walk as well.
But we have the Doggy Haven Resort Dog Zone, which we call it. It's a vendor area. We have about 20 vendors. They're all animal-focused organizations that will be there. They'll have raffles in their booths. We have some events, too, for both the two- and four-legged. So there'll be a pie-eating contest for the dog.
Oh, wow.
There'll be an agility demo Rainier Agility. They'll be there for an agility demo. There'll be a bobbin for balls, and if you bob for a ball and your dog picks up the ball that has the mark on the bottom, you get an extra drink ticket.
Oh, how fun. So
there's all kinds of fun things going on in the dog zone area.
So we have two big wine social events this summer going into the fall. The first one to know about, folks, of course, is the Kirkland Uncorked, which will be happening July 15th through 17th at the Marina Park in Kirkland. And it is a benefit for Homeward Pet Adoption Center. And they're saying over 75 local wines, a tasting garden, all ages street fair, live music, burger brawl, boat show, grill off, and more. Tickets available at kirklanduncorked.com, or you can go to homewardpet.org. And there'll be a link to that website, kirklanduncorked.com. And then the second event to pay attention and mark your calendar for is the fourth annual Homeward Pet Adoption Center Happy Tales Wine Walk. That's going to be on September 17th. And information and tickets for that are available on the Homeward website, www.homewardpet.org. All right, does that kind of cover all the bases, Terry?
That covered all the bases, yes. Thanks, Martha.
All right, well, then I have last question in our last couple of minutes here. Just wondering, 4th of July weekend, you know, 4th of July happens on Mondays these days. Do you have any advice for people that maybe either lose animals, which we hope they won't because they're listening to this show and they know to keep their animals inside, or to people that find lost or stray animals after the 4th? What's the best way for them to handle this?
If you happen to lose an animal during the holiday, be sure to check in with those county shelters. Depending on where you live, it would either be Everett, Paws, or the King County Shelter.
Okay.
Let them know a description of your animal, where the approximate where you live, so people can, if they've picked up your dog or your cat, they'll know general area where it was found, and any markings, anything you can share. If you have a picture of the animal, make sure you kind of file a missing report at those organizations. Post flyers around your neighborhood. I had a cat who snuck out of a house one day, my house one day, and was gone for a week, and I every day would walk the neighborhood calling my cat, putting flyers up everywhere. So anything like that, putting flyers up, talking to your neighbors, anything you can to get pictures out, and don't give up, because they're running, they're scared, but they eventually calm down and people will either find them or they'll find their way home.
Yeah, and often I've had people locate their animals on Craigslist. People put up notifications and...
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're comfortable doing that as well, and make sure you have a picture in there so it's really easy to identify your animal. Okay. If they have a microchip, you're so much better off too, and more people are aware of the microchip. We just completed, June was our free microchip month.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was about 100 dogs and cats that we microchipped this year.
Wow.
And it's just that much more that they're able to find their way home if they do get lost.
Wonderful. If people find a lost animal, you're not the best place for them to take them to, right? Because a lost animal, for whatever reason, including the 4th of July, you aren't allowed to take these animals in. They have to go to the Everett Animal Shelter or Paws in Linwood or the King County Animal Shelter, correct?
That's true. However, if they do find it in the Woodinville area, they're welcome to bring it in for us to scan it to see if it has a microchip. Most vets can do the same thing. They can scan it for a microchip as well. The dog or cat will be much better off if you can scan it for a microchip and not take it to one of the county shelters, which is going to be, you know, Paws, or those aren't county shelters, but the shelters that do take the strays, they're going to be overloaded with pets. So first and foremost, see if you can get it scanned, see if it has a microchip.
Yeah, and then you can absolutely
identify the family.
Return it directly to the owner.
Right.
But you can take the animal to Homeward in Woodinville to be scanned. And Terry brought up a really good point, is that, you know, all vets have scanners. So you can pop into a veterinary hospital in your area and get them scanned as well.
Exactly.
All righty.
I heard what you said earlier too about what you can do to plan ahead to help your sensitive, primarily it's the dogs, I believe, that are extremely frightened by the noise. I have one at home as well. And the list of things that you went through are exactly what we would recommend. So
all right.
Be prepared. Keep your pets safe.
Absolutely. And know that generally speaking, I know Missing Pet Partnership talks about this a lot, that generally speaking, when stressed, escaped, or, a challenge with noises and stuff, dogs tend to run, cats tend to hide.
Right.
So that's just a really good rule of thumb to know, that if you're missing a cat, usually they're someplace close and hiding, but the dogs can take off and run a long distance.
They could easily run 30 miles in a day, I've been told.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But they can get a long way from home before they finally stop and somebody can get hold of them.
All right. Well, Terry, I really appreciate you taking time out of your Sunday morning here on this 4th of July weekend to help the animals. And let's get everybody out, folks, to Kirkland Uncorked, July 15th through 17th, and then mark your calendar for the 4th annual Happy Tales Wine Walk, September 17th, because both events benefit Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Terry, thanks so much for being here, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Martha. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Gosh, always fun to talk to Homeward. Terry has been in charge, the executive director now, for a number of years, and I just have to tell you, just personally, since my experience, since Terry has taken over, you know, and kind of running the show, they have done nothing but get better and better and better and do more and more great work for the animals. So I'm pleased to always include them when we can on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sundays. So now we are going to close out hour number one, and then we're going to fire up hour number two. And got a brand new, well, it's not a new organization, but it's new to Animal World. And the Northwest Equine Stewardship Center. They're in Snohomish County. It's the Monroe, Snohomish area. I've actually visited there once a few years ago. And would believe it or not, it's where I met Dr. Nels. Interesting. Okay, so stay right where you are. We're going to fire up hour number two. And as soon as we get rolling, we're going to be talking to Kim about the Northwest Equine Stewardship Center. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.